Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joined in studio by Mark Carter. Mark, how you doing?
John, it is good to see you. Merry, merry, happy, happy.
It's good to see you in sunlight. Normally our paths cross in the middle of the evening sometimes, so it's good to chat with you here.
I'm definitely out of my comfort zone right now. Hopefully it'll work out okay.
So I brought you in to first, you didn't just come in for us, right? You're in on the Row Show, right?
I am, yes, I'm in for Kevin Powell doing sports, and then I'm hanging out tonight on the night side, too.
Oh, cool.
So we'll get to spend some quality time today.
So I made you come in a half hour even earlier than you may have wanted to.
It was an absolute pleasure and a thrill, and I loved getting the text from Elif. Will you come in and talk wrestling here? Of course I will. It's one of my favorite topics.
It's your
actually.
Go-to. Yeah. So this story blew up kind of before the holiday. Didn't really want to tackle it too much during the holiday, but it's a story that a lot of people have heard now out of New Jersey, that this wrestler that had relatively short dreadlocks, I'll say. I've seen gentlemen wearing and women wearing dreadlocks much longer than this.
No doubt.
Forced to cut it, depending on the language you use. He was given a choice to cut the hair and wrestle or to not cut it. So some people have already jumped on me for saying that he was forced to cut it. No, of course, he could have chosen not to wrestle. I understand that. But if he wanted to participate in the match, which he later won, he would have had to cut off his dreadlocks. And I think most people have seen the video of this thing now. It's kind of a frantic moment. His coach is like pumping him up while he's getting his dreadlocks cut off. He goes in there, he wins the match. Later, there's some details now from the family saying that this referee was late and wasn't there for the weigh-in, which is normally when these inspections take place. Mark, what are your initial reactions to when you read this story?
Well, the first thing, it's just sad, right? I mean, here's a kid who's 16 years old. He's going to wrestle. He's had this hair before. For a while now.
Yeah,
I mean,
wrestled in it, yeah.
I don't know his whole history, but I know that he wrestled with that hair a week prior. And so now you've got lunatic referee. I mean, I don't think I'm going overboard
right, with
using that word there, where he's going to absolutely enforce the rules to the letter of the law because this has to happen or else. I don't know.
I'm not a wrestler. And so we were looking at the rules, and it's kind of. So when did you find the New Jersey rules, how they are, what people have interpreted them as?
Yeah. So here are the rules, John, as we. According to the NFHS wrestling rule book,
okay,
a wrestler's hair cannot fall below the top of a shirt collar on the back, below his earlobes on the sides, or below his eyebrows. Now, I don't know if this is for his own safety that people are going to grab hair, but
right.
Certainly the wrestler himself is not going to use long hair to whip around
right.
on the opponent.
This isn't WWE. This is high school wrestling. I found one, a grooming rule from Iowa, and again, there are different rules in each state, but I imagine they're about the same. And it says, in bold, coaches, police your wrestlers so the officials will not have to embarrass them. That's, first of all, said right here.
Right.
That requiring them to cut their hair, shave, etc. And it says the same sort of thing. Hair in its natural state, and that's caused a little controversy of whether dreadlocks are part of natural state or not, shall extend no longer than the top of an ordinary shirt collar, no longer than the earlobe, and not below the eyebrows. And also, they have rules for mustaches, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So hipsters can't participate in a lot of these things. But that they should have to put in a legal hair covering, which I know they then tried. I guess they read it. I guess my question to you, Mark, and we're having some texters say this, rules are rules. They're there for a reason. Why not enforce it to the letter of the law?
See, okay, I love the rules are rules, people.
Right.
Rules are rules. So if you're driving 56 in a 55, should you get a ticket?
No.
If it's 3 in the morning and you pull up to a traffic light and no one's around, are you allowed to go? Can you make a right on red at least?
Right.
You know, so I like to live in the gray world, not in the black and white. Myself.
I agree.
So, but a lot of people love the black and white.
Right.
Rules are rules are rules, and these are the rules. But to the rules are rules people who want to live that way, he was allowed to wrestle last week.
Right. They didn't grow. I know hair doesn't grow that long, that quickly.
So to me, it seems like the rules are not really clearly defined, or certainly not enforced that way.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden, you know, now you're going to spotlight this kid. And now, think about him now. He is on every, we're talking about him here. He's on CNN. He's on Fox. He's everywhere.
He uses it in a positive way. And so far, people have been commemorating and saying, look at how well he poised he was. He won the race. You could see he was emotionally moved. So hopefully some good comes out of this.
I guess, but that's a lot to put on somebody 16 years old.
Certainly. My thing is, we're talking about high school. This isn't the Olympics where...
Oh, sure.
Like, and I understand. But, like, at the end of the day, why did this have to be... Why did this decision have to take place in these 90 seconds? First of all, if the ref was late, that's bad on him. He should just let the match continue, as he missed his chance to say that this isn't appropriate.
That's true. Second
of all, who cares if we wait five... Can we have a discussion between the coach, the player? Maybe the other coach doesn't care. Maybe the other player doesn't care. Why can't we take a moment's pause before we rush to this? And it was a weird scene to see them cutting off the hair, because he was looking at his clock, 90 seconds to cut off all the hair. That's crazy.
Right. Well, they didn't cut it all off.
The dreadlocks, yes.
Yeah, like just they shortened him up. I think, John, to your point, a reasonable discussion with all parties involved, that seems very prudent, right? That could have happened. A lot of people are going at the coach too. You could have said, "All right, he's not going to wrestle. The rest of us aren't going to wrestle. We're going to forfeit the match." Mm. Now you're penalizing all these other kids too. So it's a real tough spot, right? And at the end of the day, like for me, I think can we have? I'm one coach here. I'm another coach here. Let me see what this kid's got. Okay. We will be comfortable if he wraps it back like this or whatever it is, and let's move forward. It should have been, in my mind, the discussion between the two coaches, not one man who's sitting there with a rule book in his hand and for whatever reason wants to enforce it to the letter of the law. That doesn't make any sense.
And refs make mistakes too, especially in high school athletics. These refs are not professional refs getting paid a lot just to do that. They're paid a stipend to show up, and we need more refs. They're always talking about how we need more refs, so hope this doesn't scare anyone away from wanting to contribute. But at the end of the day, what is the end goal of what's happening? It's not winning or losing wrestling matches. When you're talking about student athletes, you're trying to build an experience to shepherd them into the world with some positive stuff, and they've learned something. And I don't think this is the lesson that we're trying to teach these kids.
Right, and clearly not. And also, there is the side of, well, you have to learn respect your elders, respect the rules. When you learn that, then you start acting with more and more integrity in your life, and perhaps good things will happen to you, all of that. So this referee, and I think probably the people on the text line who are saying rules are rules, he is being taught to the value of respect and following the rules, and this will help him throughout his entire life.
Yes, 630 says, life is tough.
Right.
When should we teach them that? What is he going to learn by having his hair ripped, like cut off from him? You think he's going to go forward now and say, you know what? That's right. Rules are rules. No, he's going to go and have the exact opposite feeling of authority figures this is the difference between letter of the law and spirit of the law.
Yeah. And look, I get it. If you're a wrestling coach and you're a hardcore guy or a football coach, bad, it doesn't matter. And your rules are, my students need to be in class on time every day. If this class starts at 8 o'clock and they're there at 8:01, I want to know about it. I don't want them allowed in the class. And that to me is actually teaching something. This is a whole nother animal of the guy just wrestled with this hair a week ago.
Right.
What is the rule that we're actually, what are we really teaching? What we're teaching that at any moment in time, some rando authority figures can actually decide to enforce rules the way he sees it, and there's nothing that you can possibly do.
Right. So, I've tried to stay away from this discussion because there is a whole other element, is the race element, which I don't want to jump into it because I don't think we know enough about it. Obviously, dreadlocks are sometimes more predominant in African-American culture than they are in Caucasian culture, white culture, whatever you want to say. And there's the referee was white. And there was a report, according to this family, I the news reports have reported too, that 2 years ago at a party, this referee made a derogatory statement towards another referee of color. That's another whole other element here, but I don't know if that even, that's an important discussion to have and a learning moment that we all should have, but I don't even know if that plays into my discussion on this sort of thing.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here, John, and say that it probably did. Absolutely was a factor. I would be shocked if it wasn't. And people get super bothered when you bring up race and people don't want to own the fact that they have biases, and it is a normal human condition that we are biased.
Right.
And
we have prejudices inside of us, whether we want to admit it or not. Right.
So to become a more learned individual, to see when your biases are actually propping up and to be able to look and say, oh, I'm having a biased moment right now, I should step back from that. That's called, an evolvement of thought, right, if you will. And clearly, I think this referee was lacking.
Let's go to the phone lines. And I appreciate people when they call in. Texting is so easy to make a comment. 312-981-7200. I love when they put their voice to it. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on WGN. What are your thoughts?
I wrestled in high school for a short time years ago. And I know you had to have your hair short. But I'm probably comparing apples to apples and orange to oranges here. But to play on the New York Yankees, you can't have any facial hair or, you know, right, your hair below your ears or stuff like that.
Yeah, but Michael, that's a private company making a business decision, mm-hmm, and they're professionals that are paid to be part of a business model. That's not a public high school, I think, where people are taught and should express themselves however they see fit. But now that you're here, Michael, and your opinion, I appreciate it, but you were a high school wrestler. Did they tell you why hair needed to be short? What was the logic behind it?
Well, like you say, I mean, they were afraid to get it pulled, and another thing is I didn't like the headgear that you had to wear because it always pinched your ears in that,
mm-hmm,
and I would always try to secretly tear it off as I was wrestling, but I'd get penalized for it.
Well, if it's about the hair being pulled, isn't then the student taking his own risk of his hair being pulled and him going down to the ground because of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when your hair gets pulled, you're going down.
Yeah.
You know, just like there's rules where you can't, go into the groin area or stuff like that.
Right.
Because you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Michael, we appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in. Yeah, I think that is apples to oranges comparing it to the Yankees. But yeah, I mean, look, then the 847 says, didn't the school know the rules? I think everyone knew that there were rules in a book about this, but it's not like these schools and these coaches go through the rule book every single day. And again, these rules, it was okay a week ago. What changed in a week?
Right. People can sit there and comb through the rule book and the exact where his hair needs to be and over the earlobes and all this. At the end of the day, like, common sense?
Yes.
Can we have a little bit of that going on here? And, again, all of a sudden, in some tournament, at that moment, we're going to make this kid cut his hair in front of everybody. How could that have been the choice?
And that's the 2-7 says. Could, at the very least, could they have gone in the locker room to cut his hair? And that's where I feel like, man, this ref either had a grind out for this particular kid, this program. Maybe there's some racial undertones certainly involved in this sort of thing that they shouldn't be wearing their hair like that. And the public way in which they did it was embarrassing, I think, for the whole school.
Well, and I think maybe his authority, if he felt like that was on the line and I've got to take control of this situation, this is my wrestling meet, I'm the referee here,
yeah,
and we're going to do things my way, and perhaps he just felt a little bit challenged on that and wasn't going to budge.
He's like Angel Hernandez. He takes over games. He made it all about him.
There's a beautiful reference to a guy who shouldn't be umping in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes they make it about you. Refs, it's not about you. Georgette, you're on WGN. What are your thoughts?
Hi. This high school student, his actions spoke volumes for his character and the way he's been raised and the school itself. And everybody could learn from him. The ref, we all agree, was wrong. Just a personal thing, a moron, if you will. And, this kid, and when you're a professional, you're being paid, these millions of dollars. I watch football with my husband, and all the hair hanging out under the helmets, blah, blah, blah. My thought is, cut that stuff off. But these are high school students.
Right.
It wasn't that long. It wasn't, hanging or affecting the match whatsoever. And he stood there. When I saw the clips, it just I was proud and a broken heart at the same time.
Yeah.
It just spoke volumes. And the ref, maybe just spend a little time with the parents at a parent meeting in a closed room. Call it a day.
Yeah, Georgette, I think you hit on something there that no matter what side you feel about it, you got to give credit to the kid. He didn't throw a stink. He didn't throw a tantrum, anything along those lines. He went in there. He obviously was emotionally tied to what was happening to him, and he still went in there and won the match.
Well, it was interesting. I mean, you look at the coach, his wife, most of all, I think maybe all but one of his teammates were white. So here's a kid who knows that you know he's different, and now he's trying. I don't know this young man at all, but trying to distinguish himself perhaps with his look and. You know, having a little bit of individuality here. Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. It should be encouraged.
And to be put in that position, it's just, it's extremely disappointing.
847 said, judges interpret laws differently in their courtroom. That's an interesting point that, a lot of rules are written down, but sometimes you take the situation in hand. And I think that's what we'd want from whether they're judges or refs. Besides, inbounds or out of bounds, calls that are clearly are the number of seconds put on a clock, the infractions, the yards, the penalties, those are all by the letter of the law that makes sense for the gameplay. But I think there should be discretion in certain rules, and I think that's an interesting point brought up there. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. The phone lines are lighting up. We'll take a few more calls on this. You're listening to 720 WGN. Carmen's staying till like next week or tomorrow or something. You're here the whole time.
I got a room down the road. It's going to be sweet.
708 says, the rules are the rules. There will always be one ref in some sport who will enforce a random rule. You simply deal with it. I think the kid did, number one. He did deal with it and won. And then this person says, it would have been a non-issue if the kid was white. So that's interesting. The idea being that if the white kid had dreadlocks, this wouldn't have made national news. Which maybe it wouldn't have, but I think the fact that he is black, or I think he's, is of color, I think that's the reason why the story happened in the first place. Like, that's why we have the story, is because of perhaps a racial bias shown by a referee, not knowing that 100%. Of course, I hate to say that with 100% certainty.
You can't prove that, John.
I know.
That had nothing to do with it. If he was a Caucasian gentleman, this would have happened just the same. You can't prove it.
Right, exactly.
I just have a slight hunch that probably was a factor.
Yeah, exactly. 219 says, speed limits, stop signs, red lights, no turn on red signs. These are laws. They are not suggestions. Just because a police officer is not there to enforce them, they're still laws. I think we're, again, comparing apples and oranges. But are you saying to me you've never gone a couple miles over the speed limit, police officer doesn't pull you over, they show discretion in that case?
I would love to have a discussion with that gentleman and or woman that laws are laws. So okay,
yeah,
okay. You should live your life having every law enforced upon you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. If everyone did that, we'd be living in a police state. 708 says, hi all. The young man was much classier in demeanor than the coach and should have been done out of camera view soon. Which I agree with. I think at the end of the day, the biggest mistake that they made is that this was so public and so in front of everyone. The only, I guess, blessing here is the idea being that since it was on camera, I mean, the one thing is we would have never known about the story. This is not a story if no one has their phone out and is taking a video of this. No one would have heard about it. It's that image of him, of that happening, which makes this indelible in the mind and why people want to talk about it.
Right. It would have been written up in a local paper, small blurb. Never would have made it to John Hansen at 720 WGN filling in for Matt Babala, who was sick.
And it wouldn't have. For filling in for John Williams. Exactly. Yeah. So, but I guess I'm thankful that we did have this image of this happening, whichever side you take on it. Because at the end of the day, and Carmen, I know you got to go get run and get ready, but at the end of the day, these are teachable moments. These are conversation starters we can have with each other, disagree if we might, but these are things that we can learn and teach and learn from. We shouldn't shy away from difficult conversations like this.
Now, that is an adorable way to finish up this conversation. It's true. We're having a nice teaching moment here. We can all learn something. I'm sure the referee learned something from this. I'm sure the kid learned something from this. I'm sure the parents are learning from this. The coach. And all of us having the discussion. So that's a great point. There is a teaching moment here, depending on how you sort of digest the whole thing.
Absolutely. All right, Carm, you go get ready for your show. I want to talk to LF, too, because this is our news click question, right? Oh, bye, Mark. Have a good one. He tried to say bye. I had the mic off.
I just want to say thank you, John. Appreciate you. Good to see you.
You too. Have a fun day.